Baruch Atah Adonai. Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Yivra.
Siyata Deshmaya, perhaps to share an idea, Benogeya Sfira Somer leading up to Shavuos, to Yom Matan Torah, to well-known Minhag Yisrael. But let's begin, let's commence with Chazaring, an idea we mentioned in the past. No coincidence, these Yomim are called Yemei Sfira Somer. Days we're counting towards Matan Torah, as the Sefer Chinuch writes, to highlight the anticipation towards Matan Torah. And we are counting day by day how excited we are to approach a Maimon Har Sinai. And not only do we count days, but as we approach the close of the Yemei Sfiras Omer, and the context of counting days, we then get closer to Shavuos, and we always cannot go into Shavuos on the heels of Parshas Bamidbar. Torah writes in Or Chaim Simtov Chav Ches, Parshas Bamidbar is almost always the Parsha that precedes directly Chag HaShavuos and contains therein the Sfiras Anoshim. In the Midbar was the time that we counted people. What's this idea of going into Matan Torah when we reach a climax where we have the admixture of the counting of people uniting with the end of the counting of days? Why this Hargoshim Yuchenes, this clear, particular emphasis on counting? So we mentioned in the past, Rav Moshe Shapiro has explained, based on the opening idea in Sefer Yetzirah, the Shorash, the etymology of Samach Pei Resh connotes the sense of combining, of connecting things together. What's a story? A Sipur. And what's a book? A Sefer. Who writes a book? A Machaber. Because that's exactly what he set out to do. He's Machaber various Chidushei Torah, various ideas, plots, motives, weaves them together, just like the author who pens a story is weaving together a tapestry of different plots, motives, and ideas, and themes, v'chulei. You weave it all together, that's a sipur. You are machaber, different ideas, that's a sefer. A city on a border, as we see from the Mishnah Tzotah, Praktes Mishnah Beis, is called a safar, because having a clearly delineated border, ayadei, borderline city, cities on the boundary, that connects all the provinces, the locales, and the towns contained therein, and unites them all together as one. And thus, when we count days, as Ramesh explained, we don't start with the expected number one in a sequence. It's not Hayom Yom Rishon Omer. It's rather Hayom Yom Echad. We start with Echad, representative of Echad Yochanan Yuchad. When we count, we're not counting in a sequence. We're counting starting from Echad. We're establishing. We want to highlight the Achdus of everything in the world, because everything in the world is solely to be used to be Marakot Shemayim, the Chvodi Barosiv. So we take everything in the sphere, we connect it back to Yom Echad Omer, connect it back to the beginning. We count people. What are we doing? We're counting people. Not because we're interested in the Sacha Kol and the upshot, the quantitative outcome. That's when Goyim do a census. We want to take all the people, unite them back to what? Unite them back to one. They all emanated forth from Shorash Knesset Yisrael, from Shorash Neshamachas, as the Tomer Devorah writes, the Ramak, and Tomer Devorah and Aleph Dalet. We have a Yisod, Shavuos Lamatasam and Aleph, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. Where does that have its origins? Where's the source, writes the Ramak? And the fact that Shorash Neshmas Knesset Yisrael, it originates in one huge gargantuan soul that encompasses therein 600,000 myriad roots that sprout forth into all the other millions. Nowadays we have over 14 million. It all starts with 600,000, and those 600,000 are traced back to one. Starts with one neshama, unites to many people. It starts with one day. From that one day of my separation came everything else in the world. And that is Sapar Sipur. We said a haircut is called a tasporet, borrowing the same etymology. A barber, a sapar. Why? Because when you take a disheveled, uncomely appearance, like many of us have, as it comes close to the end of a sphere, you have hair all over the place, you take the rabbim and you give it a tzura, designated shape and form, into a yochid. That's an echo of going from a rabbim to a yochid, is going from chomer to tzura, is going from a lot to one clearly defined structure and form. And that echoes that idea of connecting things together and connecting it all back to a sense of oneness. And thus, we pointed out the fascinating idea, an idea that we find in the Baalei Machshava, that Sam Sefer writes, this is printed at the end of Chidushei, Sam Sefer Meseches Chulin, and also appears in Chelek Ches of the Tshuvas, and Simen Hanun Ches. We also find Rav Tzedek HaKohen talks about this idea in Komatz HaMincha on page 52, and page 58 in Simen and Beis. Tzedek HaKohen mentions it, as does the Dinav a Rebbe, Tzvi El Moshe Pirim, Dinav, B'nei Yisosko, and Mamori HaShabosis, and Maimer Beis, and Os Yud Ches, and Mamori Choche, Kislev Tevis, and Maimer Dalin, and Os Gimel. So you have a B'nei Yisosko, you have Rav Tzadik HaKohen, Komet Tzimilcha, you have a Chsam Seifer. And they all write as follows. How did Hashem create the world? The stock of Arayis of Arama. So God looks into the world, into the Torah, and He creates a world. That's a blueprint of creation. Hashem looks at the Osios of the Alabes. How do you make a golem? And you have various configurations of Shemus of Akarish, with different letters in the Alabes. How did it sell? Create the Kalim of the Mishkan, Brochusun and Hayim and Aleph, Yodei Hayim and Salo, the Tzarif Ben Asosios, Shebehen, Nivru, Shemayim and Aretz. So when Hashem created the world, He was Mitzarif, various configurations of the letters of the Alabase to create all the entities we have in this world. What's the greatest number that you could create in this world? 999. How do you produce 999? Take the greatest number in the single digits, which is the test, gematria of 9. Take the greatest number in the 90s, that's the tzadi, it yields a gematria of 90. The greatest in the hundreds, even though tuf equals 400, we have the osios, menaf tzach, osios, sofios, the chav sofit, 500, mem sofit, 600, until you get to tzadi sofit, and that has the equivalence of 900. So you have the tes in the singles, that's 9. You have the tzadi in the tens, that's 90. And the tzani sofit in hundreds, that's 900. You have the greatest number is the tziruf of what? The synthesis of 990 and 999. Now what happens now if you want to leave this world? You want to go beyond 999. What do? You add an aleph to 999. You add 1, an aleph. And what happens when you add an aleph 1 to 999? You produce 1,000, which in Hebrew is called what? An Aleph. Aleph. Osios Aleph. Dahainu, you add an Aleph to 999 and you leave this world. When you leave this world, in essence, what are you doing? You're going right back to the Aleph. You're going right back to the beginning of it all. And it was called the Aleph. Hashem Yisproch throughout Medrash Osios Rabbi Kiva. And now the Medrash Chazal, Hashem is called the Aleph for the world. Alufa Shalolah. The world begins with the Aleph. The chief, the officer, the master, the melech of the world. That's the Aleph of the world. Amela, the Torah begins with the Bereishis. Outside of the Aleph of the world starts with the base. Base of Gracious begins the world, but if you add an aleph to everything in the world, 999, you create aleph, and you go right back to the aleph, you go right back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meima, here we are counting. Remember, we start with Yom Yom Echad. And now let's be Machanish and other Nakuda. And we know that the 7 weeks of the Sfira, Kayadu, the Chidam, and the other Baalei Machshava based on the Zohar HaKadosh, 7 weeks corresponding to the Vesafrilo, the Zayin, Yemei Nidusa, 7 days of Nido, and it comes to terms of Mishmach and Yanim. But we also know that the weeks that we see it in the Nusach of the Tfilos that accompany the Sfira Solomer, it's Keneged, 7 of the 10 Sfiras, the Zayin Midas HaTatainas, and it culminates in what? The Midas HaMalchus. What's day number 49? It's Malchus Sheva Malchus. So that means what? We're counting out to get to our Shlomo. What is that? That means when we get to the end, we're really going right back to the beginning. So what does that show us? That it all started with Hashem's Malchus. And what happens when we get to the end? We get to the end, it's Malchus, Shema Malchus. We start with the Omechel Omer, we count the 49 days, and then we get to what? We get to day number 50. That is the Ashlama after 49, 7 times 7. And when we get to what? To a day that's called Shavuos, a day that's called Matan Torah, a day that highlights Malchus, Shema Malchus. And thus, what do? We're Makaba Malchus Shalom, one of the many reasons. The shofar was blown in Matan Torah, coronation of the king, we mamasol the king. But as we've said many times, I'll say, Rav Huna writes in Pachan Yitzchak, to understand a memshola, the sense of God's sovereignty and kingship, we need a moshol. Moshol memshola. We can only greatly comprehend and appreciate the malchus of Hashem. What's this, a semblance of malchus down here? Amayla, who gave the world a sense of malchus down here in this world? David Melchisol Chai V'Kayim. Without appreciating the malchus of David, we can't appreciate the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem only reigns over Klai Yisrael when we're at Vayichon Shavishon HaGenarkesh HaChabal Eibachad. In order to get the Torah, we need to be as one. In order to have a melech reigning over us, we need to have what? We need to all be together as one. Melech backwards is Kulam, we're all together as one. The Melech is called the Acharam, the Ma'achid of the nation. He's the one to bring us all together. That is the Tafkid of David Melech. He has to unite us all. Now it's very Gishmak. David gives us the semblance of Malchus down here in this world. David, as we said many times, is the king of sevens. He's the seventh son born to Yishai. He lives for 70 years because he got 70 years, the Chelek Aleph, Tzadi Aleph, and Mason, the Zohar. He got 70 years of Adamarishan. David's gematria is 14, 7 doubled over. He marries 18 wives. The seventh wife, the Chidah writes in El Nador, was none other than Bas Sheva, the daughter of seven. He is all about the number 7. He says in Tel Kufiyotes, Kufsam Zayin, how many times a day does he praise Hashem? Sheva Bayom Hilal Tich. seven times a day. Praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When he was sick, he went through seven pillows a day. HaDavid is all about the number of seven. He's the king of seven. He's the seventh guest on the seventh day of Sukkot. He's the Zionist priest. He's Keneged Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. Shabbos and Malkus. He's David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kaya. After seven times seven, then we get the Malchus of Malchus. That's the Shlomo Malchus. One of the many reasons why we lay Megillus, Rus, and Shavuos, Kayadua, many Sfarim write, is because David Melch's Yartzai was Shavuos. David Melch died on which day of the week? Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. Masecha Shabbos, Daflamit. What Yomtiv coincided with Shabbos that year? David Melch died in Shavuos, writes the Yushalmi, and Beyer writes the Yushalmi and Chagiga. David dies in Shavuos, writes the Bechor Shorim, the Minyan Ariel. Since Tzadikim Nismalo Shinosein, Roshani and Alv Mustama, not only did he die in Shavuos, but Menastam, he also was born in Shavuos. So David owned Shavuos. Megillus Rus, which is all about the Leida of David Arish, of David HaMelech, Broch HaZayin and Beis, my Rus, Shezoch Sov Yatzim Men of David, Shervela Kodesh Baruch Hu, she wrote the Dishbachas. The Galdus of Rus, she produces Malchus based David. We're going to lay Megillus Rus in Shavuos, because that's the day that David died, that's the day that Bin Ariel and the Bechor Sharite, that David HaMelech was born. That is, after we have 49, which is 7 times 7, which the sphere is Malchus, Shema Malchus, Hamamela. How do you makabal the Malchus and the Bar? You can't be makabal the Malchus Hashem. First, you have to understand, you got to get a semblance of Malchus. Every year we reenact, we experience Maimon HaSinai. How do we get there? We get there with what? First, appreciating that sphere of the Midah of David and Melech Befrat, of Malchus, Shema Malchus. You understand Malchus. Now you understand Malchus of the Ara. Only then can you begin to fathom the Malchus of the Rakia. First, you need the Shlom of the Malchus and Malchus, and then you're ready. So here we are, we're ready. We got the Malchus and Malchus. We got the 49. We got the 7 times 7, the Shlom of sevens, and David HaMelech was clearly the king of sevens. He was all about sevens. Who lives the 70 years of praises God 7 times a day, marries the daughter of seven, his seventh wife, and together they bring about Shlomo HaShalem, they get the Shlemos, and of course, David starts his kingship where? In Chevron, uniting to the Abbas. How many years did he rule in Chevron? 7 years. He rules in Chevron. So David, the king of sevens, we get the Shlomo sevens. 7 times 7, we get to 40 Malchus Shemalchus. So perhaps now we have another reason why is the Minhag Yisrael that we stay up all night learning the night of Shavuos. It's very geschmack. The Magen Avraham says, based on the Medrash Klai, so went to sleep that night, so we have to be Masakin. How do you go to sleep the night of Matan Torah? Frekto Tzedek HaKohen and Pritzadik. What do you mean, Magen Avraham? Klai Yisrael didn't go to sleep, they went to sleep. L'shem Shemayim, Esmasha Segashmi. Okay, a little Machlaikis or Tzedek, the Magen Avraham, Machulai. Perhaps we have yet another idea. Who do we know when all of Tanakh came out and never slept? Who's one who never slept, David HaMelech. And what do? We go when you have our suit. What did David do his main learning? David did his main learning, Chatzis Alayla, all day long. He's the Melech, he's the king, he's the warrior. He's paskening Shilas, and he's running the country, and he's governing Klai Yisrael, and he's fighting the wars. Aye, but at night, when the world shuts down, Chatzis Alayla, Akam, Hodes Lecha, Hosugin, beginning of Brochus. Now, David HaMelech, what does he do? He's Mesnanik Yisus, he dozes off, and then comes Chatzos Laila. All the shuls, we start the online learning. When Chatzos Laila? This is the day of Shavuos of Malchus, Shavuos Malchus. This is David's birthday, this is David's Yartzai. We have to be like David to be Makabal the Torah. Why? Because we're not learning all the time, and neither was David able to learn all the time. But what was unique about David's connection to the Torah? Shifti Beveis Hashem Komechahiyad Deshiva Samanavshi Lalokim. Whatever David was doing, his mind was always on Torah. The Chavetz Chaim, the Gemara and Shabbos, the Flamed. Malachim Abbas couldn't get David. What do you mean he couldn't get David? Because he wasn't a Messiah Das from learning. What do you mean? He had to eat, he had to go to the bathroom, he had to take care of other things. Terence says he was never a Messiah Das. His mind was always on Torah, even when he wasn't actually learning. Shiv to be Beis Hashem, he's always thinking about learning. That's Chai. So whatever we do all along the night of Shavuos, we show up Kodesh Baruch Hu. What do I want? Shiv to be Beis Hashem, Semela, make yourselves like David and Melech. This is his yard site, this is his birthday. This is Malchus Shem Malchus. What do we do the night of Shavuos? You want to be Makabal the Torah? Show the image to the Rotsa and the Shitti Bebeis Hashem. Stay up all night. Because that is David. David HaMelech is the one who got up with Chatzais and he stayed up all night. And what do we do in Shavuos? We David Masikin. So we've said many times, Kaidu and Menis Farma Kadoshim. A second letter in Avram's name is Beis. That stands for Bokeris, Musakin, Shakras, Brochus, Chavamon, Beis, Rabbi Mokos, Blachim, Prentes, Aloch, Aleph. Yitzchak Tzadi, that's Tzarayim. Yaakov is Ayin, is Arav, that's Arvis, Vachulei. But the Tfilas aren't done until we go to the next morning. What's the second letter in David's name? Vav, Vasikin. Who brings it full circle. So the Arizal and the Siddur, who was Masake Tikkun Chatzayis David HaMelech, Avram gave us Shachris, Yitzchak gave us Mincha, Yaakov gave us Meir, and the Tfilos come Lidei Hashlom Ha'idei David HaMelech's Chatzos Laila Tikkun Chatzayis, and he's davening and he's learning until he gets to Vav. That's Vasikin. That is Shavuos. What's the one night of the year we all get together? Who's Machidas? David is our Melech. Melech backwards is Kulam. He's the one who unites us all together. That is Sfira. Go all together. How can we all go back to Echot Elufa Shalom and first be Machid the Bechin of Aleph of Master of Melech down here in this world, the Mashal of Machusa Dara, and only then can we appreciate Machusa Darkia. Amela, what do we have? We have the Yortzeit and the birthday of David Melech. And what do we do? The night, the birthday, we're going to lay Megillah Shavuos, which highlights the origins, the Yichus of none other than David Melech. And we're going to stay up one night with Phineas Daiti, because this is the night we mamish emulate David Melech, who is the one who got up Chatzos Laila, and he went ahead and davened, and he learned Torah, all until Vasikin, when we davened Vasikin. This is the meat of Malchus Shem Malchus. You tap into the meat of David. That's a Shavuos. What Shavuos all about? Show the Abishter. Shittim Veis Hashem Koy Mechai. Even though probably he couldn't do it, but he always wanted to. His sheifas were incessantly, I want nothing more to send the Beis Medrash. And when did he have that opportunity? His golden opportunity was when the country went to sleep, he got up at Chatzos and he sat alert until Vasikin. When do we emulate David HaMelech like never before? Phineas Daiti Dafka the night of Shavuos, and how beautiful. That's his Yom Leidoso. That's his Yom Peti Rosso. That's Svira Malchus Shema Malchus. That's Halacha Kamosa V'chomokam. That's how we go into Shavuos. We follow the model of David HaMelech. Mela, we have a minog. Not only landing Megillah Sur, stay up all night to make yourselves like David HaMelech and show yourselves in the Eved Shtor where your Sheifa, where your Ratzon HaPanimi really is. Let's get ready, let's get psyched. Sfira Salamer, have a wonderful night and a great rest of the week. Kaddish, please. Amen. Hey.